This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This week, Philly theater company Lightning Rod Special is performing a musical comedy about abortion. Daring, right? Well, maybe not for this company, known for its off-Broadway Obie Award-winning show Underground Railroad Game that dived headfirst into conflicting perspectives on race and sexuality, woven along with Civil War history lessons. I don't think I've entered a conversation that addresses abortion in a comedic light, punctuated with show tunes, ever, but I'm about to, and I'll just note this interview with the show's co-creators may not be for everyone's ears. Joining me to talk about the performance of Unformed Consent, billed as a theatrical review of abortion, fetal development, and your right to know, showing this week at the Painted Bride in Philly, are Scott Shepherd and Alice York. Good morning.
Good morning.
This new work is called Unformed Consent. What about an abortion makes comedy, Scott?
One of the things we want to say right off the bat is the comedic elements are not targeted towards people who are having abortions. What we're really targeting are the laws and the patriarchy and the misogyny around the topic and the way in which those systems end up controlling people's ability to make decisions about their reproductive health. That's where the skewer comes in, and that's where the satire really sinks its teeth in.
How is this put together?
The show sort of has two sides to it. One side is a sort of dark, almost cabaret world populated by dancing fetuses, which are characters that we wear as a mask. Obviously, as makers, we're aware of the problem of anthropomorphizing a fetus. So those characters are a tool to attack the misogyny and the hypocrisy of the perspective that actually endows a fetus with life. And then on the other side are more dropped-in realistic scenes in a clinic about a woman and a few other women who are there to get a procedure.
The songs are by composer Alex Bechtel. Titles like I Never Learned
How to Fish.
I Never Learned is a song sung by a fetus who is very tragically sad. He's supposedly singing about all the things he never learned to experience.
I never learned the difference between a hope and wish, but I learned how to love.
It does kind of highlight the hypocrisy because, of course, you start asking questions like, well, how would he know what he missed?
The title of the musical riffs off the phrase informed consent. Mm-hmm. By law, in some states, a woman who seeks an abortion must first be told by the provider about her legal rights.
Yep.
Alternatives, medical facts, things like that. And you have a satirical song, What Have I Done, mm-hmm. that highlights informed consent laws.
Living on food stamps, struggling to make ends meet. Who's ready for motherhood? Not me.
What Have I Done is a song that tells the story of three women who have had abortions and their deep emotional regrets over it. And the song in our show is sung by three men as a tool to highlight the misogyny in the continued story that all women must, of course, regret their abortions.
The moment I awoke after the anesthesia wore off, I started to feel something I couldn't explain.
Yes, I'm sure that there are some women who do, but also probably a lot of women feel that way just because they've been told that that is how to feel.
I haven't seen it. I understand it is certainly incendiary material. Alice, tell me about how it came about.
It sort of began with an idea of mine that came from some anger that I have at this idea of personhood, which means that the fetus has more value than the life of the person who's carrying it, which to me is so wrapped up in misogyny and patriarchy and a distrust of women to make choices for themselves.
This topic is very personal. It can be divisive. Was it difficult to find performers willing to take it on?
So we all brought really different perspectives to the piece, but people were game.
The other thing, the way that we make work is that we make it collaboratively. We write together as a big group. They are finding their own way through the material, and that way they're taking ownership over the things they're going to say and do.
Right. Mm. What has the response been?
The response has been varied but positive. I think the thing that we're learning is how much more there is to push.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a lot of great responses from people who work in the field about how the show can grow and where else we can go.
Why tackle this now?
Two reasons. One, this was the next thing on our docket. The other is the state of reproductive rights in this country is worse than it was in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was passed. There are more restrictions. It's more difficult for both providers and for patients. People are concerned.
Well, thank you both so much, Scott Shepherd and Alice York, co-creators and performers in the musical comedy Unformed Consent by Lightning Rod Special, performed tonight and tomorrow at the Painted Bride in Philadelphia. And I want to note that the performances are free and benefit two local women's organizations.